Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
In our text today, we read that Jesus Christ was just finished preaching to the multitudes. And then he sent them away and he told his disciples, "Let us pass over to the other side." Did you know that Jesus knew that storm was coming? Did you know that? He knew it. But the disciples didn't know. They had to simply trust in him. But can you get the picture here? I don't know if you know about the Sea of Galilee, but it was commonly known that storms pop up. Storms is something that just pops up. You have no idea when they're going to come. They just simply pop up. What is the purpose of a storm? I can tell you the storm is for the testing of your faith. If your faith is never tested, how do you know you have it? You know, Jesus said, he said, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?" The question is, are you going to be overcome of fear, or is your faith going to take over? That's the question. You know, it's just like when a storm comes, we see these trees bending back and forth. If they never bend, they would break. But that storm comes and exercises them. They bend a little bit. And when trials come in our life, God is testing our faith. Make no mistake about it. He knows what your faith is. That test is for you. Hey, is my faith small? Is my faith great? Or do I have faith at all? Because I tell you, when you go through the storm, you're going to find out just where you stand. I'm telling you, you'll find out just where you stand. I tell you, I'm reminded of when Peter walked on the water in Matthew chapter 14. We know the story. Jesus Christ was walking on the water and they were afraid. And then Peter said, "Lord, is that be you? Bid me to come out on the water." And he started out on the water. He did really good. What happened? This was Peter walking on the water. He started out on the water. I could just see him walking. Just a walking, just focused on Jesus. Then he did this. He turned around and he saw the wind and the waves. When you're going through your storm, you must focus on Jesus. What I want you to get at the end of this verse 41, this is so key. The miracle here is not that Jesus calmed the sea. You know, many times people love the quote, "Peace be still," and they just love that. But, you know, it's a little bit much more than that. The thing is that they recognized who. That was the whole point of the of going through that storm. At 41 says, "And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, 'What matter of man is this?'" They saw that he was the Son of God. He didn't only have power over death, grave, and hell. We know he raised Lazarus from the grave. We know he healed the sick. He healed the blind. But now he is common nature and simply saying, "Peace be still." I don't know about you, but when I'm going through trials and my storms, I want the Lord to say, "Peace be still." But let me tell you one thing about the storms. We already told you that we're going to go through the storm. But God, he also says that he's going to be right there with you. One thing I like about this, when these winds and waves were coming, they knew where Jesus was. Do you know where Jesus is? I hope he's in your heart. They went to the hinder part of the boat and say, "Hey, care if they're not that we perish?" They went to Jesus. When you are in tribulation and trials, who are you going to? Ma Bell ain't going to help you. You need to go to the Lord. You calling your friend, they're just going to say things that you wanted to hear. You need to go to God and he'll get it straight for you. Who will you go through when your storm is raging in your life? This is what God wants you to see. Here's what I want you to know. They finally knew who Jesus was. You know, a lot of people think once they get saved, they're not going to have any problems. Hey, we're on coastal. We're going to set the cruise control and we're gone. That don't happen that way, does it? Does not happen that way. Look, folks, when Christians are saved, we have problems just like anybody else. Now, look, but the difference is we also have a relationship with the problem solver. That's the difference. So why worry about the problems? We know we're going to have problems, but we have a relationship with the problem solver. So why worry about the problems?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.